Hey, everybody, we're here at the bowling alley. We wanted to find the world's most boring and least intellectual game we could, so we went with bowling. A lot of dumbasses here tonight. Well, this guy, but
it's packed tonight. No, not you. I'm trying to show the crowd.
Hey, guys, welcome to the podcast. Hi. I didn't hear what he said, but I just want to say thank you for being here. I didn't hear what he said, but it's probably something stupid. Anyway, theme song. Welcome back.
Okay, so for those of you who've never been bowling, the most important part is picking a name.
We picked a theme.
Yeah.
What theme did you pick?
Christmas joy.
Whoa.
So I'm gonna put our names in.
Who wants to go first?
I will go first.
Okay. I will put my own name in. Sorry, I can't
be trusted with something that's important.
Yeah.
I've been here a few times, but I always sit out.
Wait, how do you do a backspace? Shit.
This guy there? I think it's that.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been a very exciting week. A lot of stuff has been going down, with us, but it's been crazy. A couple of the biggest games ever came out this Friday, so I've been trying to balance work with play.
I feel like you've been more work or play?
Well, working, but then what I've forgotten is sleeping. Didn't sleep very much, but today I made up for lost time. I woke up real late. Anyway,
you make some sacrifices every once in a while. You can get away, cut into your sleep schedule.
Yeah. Well, these freaky deekies at Bando Namkai, my favorite game company.
Hell yeah!
Super Saiyan Derek. I was gonna put Super Saiyan Derek, but it didn't fit. So
okay.
Nailed it, okay? Give me a fat okay.
Super Saiyander. Super Saiyander. You're like Grandpa Urbanato.
You want to go next?
Yeah, I'm keeping with the theme.
Yeah, he's going to go. Oh, he's going to go next. Cool.
Are you going to film the theme here?
Yeah, I came to film the theme.
I played.
That's yours? My bowling ball.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm gonna keep in with the theme. I've been playing a lot of Dragon Ball FighterZ this weekend. Okay, I'm gonna go with my favorite character.
Okay. So as I was saying, my dad was cleaning out his attic, things that has been around forever, and he's like, "Hey, do you have a bowling ball with a bag?" And I was like, "No." And then I remembered back in 2003, I joined a bowling league just for like one time, but at the end they gave you free ball and bag, so I had it. So now
that was free just for
being in the league. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So after it was over, they gave it to you. So I just found it was in my trunk. It's still random. I named my ball Susan.
Wait, does it say that?
Yeah.
Wait, you stole Susan's ball?
No, it's my ball. I had it made.
You named her Susan?
Yeah.
Dude, you went to the thrift store and got Susan's ball,
and then in this bag I found my wallet from 2003.
Wait, your wallet that you had lost your wallet?
No, I didn't lose it. I mean, it was empty, but like, I just like had it in there for some reason.
Was that Ron Weasley?
And then I got a receipt.
I think that guy just threw my bowling ball.
Hey, for real, why is Ron Weasley in there?
I don't know. I have no idea why I did that.
All
right.
All right. I am the legendary warrior Chow Tzu.
Oh,
who are you
going
to be, Garrett?
Represent.
Oh, wait. You know Rocco.
Rocco started the game.
God damn it, Rocco.
In total, in perfect Rocco style, he put his name in and started the game.
M?
M? Oh, thanks, okay. Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Dude just bailed us out.
One. Wait, press the bowler. Do you know how to add another bowler?
Stop pressing two and then click down.
Two and then down. Oh, down.
I'm calling the desk.
Okay, we're going to call the desk. Rocco, fuck this.
All right. We're figuring it out.
I hit enter. I didn't think that was that crazy to do that.
All right.
Son of a bitch. This is why you don't want to bring Rocco with you anywhere. This is fucking up.
It's weird. I entered my name and hit enter. Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
The screen said hit enter when you've entered all bowlers. Hit down to add a new bowler.
I'm just glad it wasn't me. It would have been me.
It said. It says right there. Look at that screen.
Start the game. I was ready to start the game.
Zoom up on that. It says exactly what you should do, and he didn't do it.
I said.
Oh, busted.
Yeah, great.
All right, who's next?
Cool.
All right.
Who's the next?
I was going to be Chow Su.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I have been playing no games. But Shadow of the Colossus comes out really soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, in the next 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks. Really excited.
I streamed a lot of Dragon Ball FighterZ. I thought I was going to get mocked relentlessly, but I think that game, I'm cut off on that.
Hey, Sean, what's your name?
Aussie Sean.
He's not in the theme. I thought that I would have got a lot more made fun of on the stream because I'm not good at any games, but that game is like the perfect mix of like stuff for like pros and beginners, you know what I mean? So I was able to make everything look really cool even though I'm still not very good. So yeah, that was cool. What is this? Oh. Awesome. Ready? You want to show it?
Yeah.
Super Saiyan Dare is going to start the game. Can I make a pre-game prediction?
Yeah.
All strikes.
Okay.
All the time. Starting with these three fingers.
There was a time in my life that I would bowl every day. I was bowling a lot.
I definitely
have. Oh,
here we go.
Oh, my God. That.
Oh, nice. I had some family members that took me and my sister when we were kids here to learn, and we really like loved it. And I used to always come with friends.
All right, I'm having to readjust my expectations. I'm not getting all strikes all the time.
You're not?
I decided I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
That'd be unfair to us, showing us up.
Oh, he got it.
Oh, that's it.
To a good start.
Rocco, you gonna show him up with that
spare? Yeah, I'm gonna
show him up. Alright, okay. I was gonna talk about stuff, but I'm actually just gonna leave this
really
without commentary. We'll just let this play.
Rocco's bowling style I've enjoyed since I was a kid. He throws it.
Get him close.
Since I was 18 years old, I love watching Rocco bowl.
Look at this champion bowler here.
Here we go.
His stance is beautiful.
Here we go.
Three feet before the line.
That strategy.
Add some extra lane to himself.
He just looks mad.
That's a game face, Sean.
Supposed to wait up there, but he doesn't. I'm not going to tell him that. Bowling etiquette, you have to go down. And he just. Oh.
What? Oh, there it is. See, he wants. See, as friends, we should let him know on the etiquette because he just says, I haven't bowled in years.
I'll ask him if he wants any help.
Okay.
Do you want pointers on how to bowl?
No, I got it.
All right.
All right, Garrett.
I close my rings.
Good thinking. All right, Garrett's gonna get a strike. Oh, now Garrett's
powerful.
He held on for a long time, though. He held on too long.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
They announced the Oscar nominations. I had not seen one of those movies. Not one have I seen.
Best Picture.
Seen most of them.
What's gonna win?
I don't know. I didn't see. There wasn't one that I saw where I was like, that has it. You know.
People have been saying like Get Out now is maybe a front runner. Do you think that's true or is that just crazy?
I really liked that, but I didn't think it was like.
I think that's crazy. And I think that movie is. A little bit overrated.
Yeah.
I don't I agree with that. That was my favorite movie last year, but I still wouldn't give it Best Picture.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Didn't quite sink it. Ooh. Dangerous.
I'll be better.
It's all that 420.
Yeah.
It's pacing up his aiming skills.
His habitual use has numbed his mind.
Yeah. He says it's recreational, but it's really become a problem for Sean.
The medicinal thing, that excuse is worn off long ago. Here he goes.
Okay.
All right.
We're getting warmed up.
Yeah.
We're getting warmed up.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
It's okay. Everyone watching this right now, watching us pull up to watch the dumbass Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
No one cares about.
The music here is way better than the Grammys anyway.
Yeah. You don't need to film that part.
No, all right.
You want tips on bowling? Like some?
Actually, I would like some tips on bowling, Rocco. Yeah, tell me what I'm doing wrong.
You gotta aim for the pins.
Was that your secret to your last throw? Were you aiming for the pins?
No, that was called warming up the old wrist.
Did you get a wrist warm up?
I think Rocco just challenged me.
Okay, yeah.
I think he just issued a challenge.
I think so.
That he's personally gonna beat me in this game. And I think if he doesn't,
what happens?
Yeah, what happens?
What are you willing to give up?
The people are willing to see me fail, you know? I think that's enough. You know, I think that the brutality of seeing that would be enough for a lot of people. You know, it's very hard.
That's strong of you. I hear you.
Rocco's going to have to chug a beer if he loses this.
Maybe something else. Whoa.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Whoa, where's the beer to chug?
Right here.
Dude, man.
Okay, that's my beer. We'll get him a fresh one.
Okay, I like this. Okay, go ahead.
This is peer pressure. I don't know if I can
drink that.
I can't be involved in this.
Oh my god.
Well, that's nice.
Okay, am I up?
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay, I was thinking of a pointer, but.
Well, he doesn't want it.
All right, now we got Rocco chugging a beer on the line.
Now, the trick is you. You don't go for the center pin.
No, you go for the pin next to that one. But also, the trick is, you want to follow through.
Right.
You don't want to do this when you throw.
Like that.
Well, he's
It's going. It's getting there. Oh, it didn't get there.
Face of a champion there.
Okay. Now.
What's up?
I don't. Do you think at some point he'll just call it and just give gutters and purpose?
Maybe we can get this set up over here. See, two lanes over.
Shit.
Maybe we can get that for Rocco.
No.
You want to zoom in on that?
See, that works. That works.
We can set it up where bumpers can show up.
Oh.
Were you talking about Dragon Ball Z Fighter?
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Which
I thought it was FighterZ, but I guess
it's
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I thought it was FighterZ.
What's your main?
I played story mode. So far, incredibly whack story. What did you think of the whole Goku has a different person's soul possessing him, and it's supposed to be you? I thought, like, wow, much ado about nothing. Like, the cutscenes are so long for a story that does not matter.
I loved it because it's all the original Japanese cast. I was digging it.
Yeah, it was the original Japanese cast, but they're talking about nothing. The story, Sean, is Goku has amnesia and somebody else's soul is in him. It's supposed to be you, the player.
Uh-huh.
It's your soul in him. But the cutscenes are so fucking long. They're like 20 minutes long, and it's all just about, like, yeah, the person.
So it's an episode.
The person in you doesn't know how to fight. We gotta teach him how to fight.
Is it animated like the cartoon, or is?
Well, it's computer animated.
Okay.
I mean, it looks really cool.
That's really cool.
It looks good.
What's that?
My strike.
The Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Oh.
Dragon Ball FighterZ, the story mode.
Yeah, that's all I've been doing is story.
What did you think of the story? I thought it was like incredibly weak. And the cutscenes are really long.
It does take a while to click through them, but I feel like that's just... It's like the episodes. It was kind of just episodic. I didn't think it was weak.
Well,
I wouldn't use
the
that.
The subject matter is like... so nonsensical. Like, yeah, oh, clones. These clones. Oh, all the characters from all these different eras are together. Oh, they're missing their souls. They've been possessed by you, the player.
Yeah. I kind of like it's involving like Red Ribbon again and stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, that didn't bug me.
I would have enjoyed it so much more if they just kind of, I don't know, went for a story that didn't involve me, the player, and this whole meta soul possession aspect.
It's interesting how, because it tries to weave in, like, you can possess all the different fighters because they're all reduced from these energy waves that are affecting everyone. Yeah, it's out there, but I don't know. It's like a Japanese wacky story.
I'm looking forward to, hopefully as the stories go on, they'll move away from that, because there's like three arcs that you can unlock. So this is just the first one. I'm excited for it to be like, all right, like, stop talking about me as the control, like, person controlling Goku. Like, let's get into some sort of adventure here.
Hear more about Goku. Derek's up. Now, how did you do on that last round, Sean?
I got 7.
Oh. All right.
Not good.
Not good.
But again, it's been like years.
It's been a while, but I feel the muscle is coming back.
Yeah.
That fighting game muscle came back, though, when I was spending more time with Dragon Ball FighterZ. Are you playing that, too?
I'm not.
It's just all of us?
I
really, really, really like it so far.
Who did that?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
There's too many balls in that return.
Are we supposed to get like our own ball or something? I've just been throwing one that's
You can find one that your fingers spin into.
Already so many in that return though, that's why that fell out. There's no more room.
We're at capacity. Yeah, I honestly, it's funny, Luke pushed to watch Dragon Ball Z on like Telemundo back when we were kids. And I just never cared.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if I want to watch the show. It doesn't matter. And now it's like, I would never have guessed that Dragon Ball Z impacted my life so much as an adult. Like, it really,
yeah,
like...
he should have paid
my
attention.
My whole life is Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Bronco.
But it's like a show I've never seen one episode of. Like, it's like my whole life. It's so weird.
Yeah,
I missed it.
I really, really liked the show, and then really, really didn't know how much I wanted a fighting game that was that close to the animation, and I think that's what we're getting. It is kind of like boiled down to where, like, here's all the recent stuff, like Lord Beerus arc, and, you know, like, they reference all this stuff about, like, Krillin being a cop. It's all, like, modern Dragon Ball Super kind of stuff.
You know, I almost wish the animation had a Cuphead filter on it that made it a little bit more fuzzy, like the 80s animation.
Yeah.
It's very, like Flash.
Digital, yes.
Yeah, it's very digital, very clean.
I just love, like, once I figured out how to do each character's, like, unique supers.
Yeah.
Like, I love Yamcha, so I've been just doing Wolfang Fist and, like, all of his... all the characters having their own specific moves, and it being a pretty easy, like, fighting game layout, I really am having a lot of fun with it.
It's very simplified. It reminds me of Smash Brothers a little bit in its simplicity, but why don't you go throw Kami-sama, Garrett?
Is going to be a huge game in the fighting community? Like, this game is going to be, like, a staple in, like, competitions and stuff like that?
I don't know. Do you think Dragon Ball FighterZ will be big in the fighting community?
I think it will. I think there's already kind of the support for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. It won't be maybe...
I think it's too early to tell.
Yeah, yeah. The controls are definitely, like, simpler than a lot of the games that professionals play, but I don't know. I think there's enough hype behind it that people...
It reminds me of Smash Brothers in its simplicity, where once you get the basic control scheme down, you can kind of just pick your character and figure out who you like best. You don't have to go through, like, learning every character's moves specifically. You kind of master them very quickly.
Yeah, but there's enough versatility with, like, things like teleports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That you can kind of, like, outdo other people. I don't know. I think they found a good place between the professional and amateur.
Have you been playing just story mode, or have you been playing, like, other people online?
Really just story.
Yeah, I've been doing story mode, too, just to learn it.
Yeah.
What are the scores here? Are you and me tied up?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, we are tied. 23-23.
Let's get a zoom in on the scores there.
I do love the Winter Wonderland. Oh, look at that. Merry Christmas, Sean. What a theme.
Yeah.
Did they, You've done other podcasts here from the, like, the food lounge, right?
Yeah. Hey, secret of all bowling alleys, they have the best cafes around. In any town, go to the bowling alley, you're going to get some quality food there.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might go get a bite to eat.
You know, you need to take a girl on a date, not too much money, but good food, go to the bowling.
Yeah, you get cool shoes.
Yeah, you get the clown shoes on and everything.
Right now it's a three-way tie, guys.
Sean, you're in there with us.
Who's gonna win?
Oh. All right.
You can match that.
Yeah. We got this.
Yeah. I checked. So we bought all the arcade cabinets in the podcast set. We bought here.
Yeah.
And they don't sell them anymore. I just checked. I was like, looking around to see if they had
any. Do they even have any, or are they all next door at the actual arcade?
No, they used to be in this little corner, but it's like, hey, arcade's for sale.
And yeah.
But they're all gone now, so.
Oh,
yeah. That's what we got.
What we got is what we got.
Classic statement.
Are we done talking about Dragon Ball?
Well, did you have anything else to say about it?
Did you just try story mode, or have you? Because I haven't been able to, like, play with a partner yet.
I've only done story mode because I'm trying to learn out the controls. I played for about 3 hours last night. That was probably my first experience with it.
Oh, that's it.
Oh,
split.
I believe that's known as the 7-10 split.
The hardest shot in bowling.
We can do it, though. He can split it.
How will Rocco approach?
The next time I bowl, I'll have my thing out.
Dude, you know how much...
What?
Yeah, if Rocco makes this shot, my next time I'll have my dick out.
There's kids here, Sean.
Well, you does a dick.
How are you feeling about the game so far?
About this?
Yeah, bowling.
I don't give a fuck.
Nice. That's usually how I feel about bowling.
Yeah.
I usually hate bowling because I'm so bad at it. Tonight, doing pretty good. Yeah, so that's enough about Dragon Ball Z. I saw Jumanji this week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anybody else saw Jumanji, but...
No, I did not see Jumanji.
You know what? My review of Jumanji is I didn't hate Jumanji. Did you see Jumanji?
Yes, I did.
I figured if anybody else would have seen it, it would have been you. What were your thoughts?
I didn't hate it. I was surprised at the comedy relief out of Jack Black and Kevin Hart.
I thought Jack Black did really good.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the perfect role for Jack Black.
I really...
It was like a 16-year-old girl trapped in Jack Black's body.
Yeah, it was funny, and I like how it tied into the original trilogy, or the original movie.
It, like, loosely did.
Yeah, I like how it did just enough to where, like, okay, here's your reference, and we're moving on, there's a new thing. But yeah, it was a great blockbuster film.
It was enjoyable, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I wish that there were, like, more memorable, like, scenes in it. I think I was thinking about it later on, like... What was the best part of Jumanji? For me, it was just Jack Black's performance. There were many, like, sequences where I was like, yo, that was badass.
I like when, I kept saying her name. Now I can't remember it. What was the hot girl?
Ruby Roundhouse?
Ruby Roundhouse did the dance fighting maneuvers. All those two guys?
She did a Black Ranger style classic dance fighting.
I liked when it would, like, make nods to NPCs in video games. Like, it would base humor off of how these characters will repeat the same thing over and over.
I felt like
it was an RPG at that point.
I felt like it was, like, very much like an Uncharted video game. I feel like that's what they borrowed the most.
Yeah.
Of all the video games out there, they basically took Uncharted, which is funny because Uncharted kind of borrows from Indiana Jones. So it's like a movie based on a video game based on a movie.
Yeah.
And the circle just continues.
But it was, I didn't expect a lot out of it. I was pleasantly surprised. Oh, Super Saiyan Derek is up.
Yeah.
Derek, a strong Saiyan, proud of his heritage.
Let him go.
Oh. That's a strike.
Oh! The wrestling tactic
he got,
there.
He got robbed. Is it Royal Rumble tonight?
Is Royal Rumble tonight?
Royal Rumble is tonight, which is probably why Eric is not here.
Hey, I smell a rat.
I don't, as we know, don't really care about wrestling. I love the Royal Rumble. That is the one where I
dude, it could be anyone could be the winner. I mean, not really, but you know, like, it's like everyone in the ring is always at one point a madhouse, can't get thrown out of the ring. Ugh.
Ladder match.
Royal Rumble rules.
Oh, he got it. Did he do it?
He did.
Oh, that's the first spare of the night. No, you got one. You got one.
Second spare of the night.
Yeah, that's, they were both you?
Yeah.
They were both me, baby.
Dude. Look at that. Now, Santa.
In case you're tuning in late, me and Rocco are going head-to-head in a competition tonight. We were talking shit back and forth. Oh. Rocco, you probably can't hear him from right here. He said, we don't have to film his. But we're going to film it anyways because he was talking mad shit to me. I talked shit back to him, and I said, if he loses to me tonight, he should chug a beer.
They record your ball speed.
Really?
How do they know that?
Is there sensors?
Can they confirm that I do,
He doesn't want me to film him anymore, so I'm gonna, I guess, film you guys.
I'll let you know what happens. Well, I'll narrate it. He just threw a gutter ball, and he maintains his score of 8.
You're up, Garrett.
I'm up.
I'm back here talking a lot of shit on your bowling tonight, so if you want to go back and forth in the crap talking, I'm down.
Okay. Are you doing good? I can't tell. Okay.
You're all right.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm,
Here's the thing. No one's doing good, really.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the end to really, like, show what I got.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Rocco is employing a come-from-behind strategy tonight.
Bowling, is that okay? I'm gonna do a first person strike.
Yeah.
Okay. First person strike. Okay. Yeah. I think your bowling is gonna improve when you have a camera in your hand.
Yeah. The shot's gonna be amazing, and the bowling's gonna be even better. Did he get it?
No.
He did. All right. Here we go, guys. First person. It could have been worse. It could have been worse.
Hey, you did a DJ set at LA this week. What was that like?
Yeah.
Rocco went to it. I didn't go.
Yeah.
But Rocco, you guys checked
Rocco
out.
Came up. I drove up to it, and I live streamed the whole thing.
Which that was really cool. Yeah. First of all, we have been so busy.
Yeah.
And insanely busy.
And Rocco drove up there knowing how tired he was going to be the next day.
Yeah, thank you very much again.
Yeah, no worries. I drove up to LA to just because I thought it'd be cool to see him do that and stream it. So. And then I saw my favorite comment in the chat room. My favorite chat comment I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
I'm streaming Garrett DJing, and some people in the chat were like, this is it? Like, I don't know what else is supposed to happen when you're DJing. But then one guy said, Rocco drove all the way up to LA for this? Lame.
Oh my god.
And, someone responded with my favorite reply ever, which was, I don't know, you're at mom and dad's house watching on a stream of it.
Was that Eric saying that?
No.
No, he embodied the Badur though.
Yeah.
It was something like that. Well, you're at home watching a stream of it.
It was a lot of fun. It was a Thursday night.
That's weird.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can imagine Thursday night wasn't very well attended, but I've been to anime raves like that before, so I was completely expecting that.
Yeah.
But, man, I had a blast. And all the other DJs I met up there were so cool. Like, really happy to be on the Bills.
That was your first time as a build, I mean, a game day.
At another con.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that
happens
more.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to do more of that. I mean, it was a lot different. I played all vinyl, all goth, and industrial set.
So everyone else was doing anime, and it was not
like,
vinyl.
Like chiptune and, like, you know, techno, like electronic music, like dance music and stuff.
Right.
So, like, I definitely played a lot of dance numbers, but it was goth music, and it was different in a way that I think connected with the few people that were there. I had a ecstatic couple that was in the corner just, like, digging it.
Yeah.
They told me afterwards, like, I've never seen anything like that at an anime game.
That's rad.
Oh, look at Rocco.
Very... Oh, look at... Stepping it up.
You got eight again.
All right.
Man of eights.
That's the magic number.
Crazy eights over here.
The man of eights. really had a good, fun time. Stayed up there a little bit on Friday, and then I had to come back for all the shit going on here.
Yeah.
But it's still going on, ALA.
Is it really? Oh, yeah.
It's Sunday night. It's over. I don't know what he's talking about. It's over.
No, it goes, dude. Ended. It goes until 2019.
Yeah. it was, I was really bummed I couldn't be there any other time. I was there Thursday night. And, next year maybe I'll attend and just kind of hang around.
I mean, that was our first panel ever was at ALA.
Our first con ever was ALA, yeah. I mean, 12 years ago.
12 years ago. Garrett almost got that strike, but he didn't. That was 12 years ago?
Yeah. 12 years ago.
God damn.
Almost
it.
Exactly. A little more than 12. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was a DJ, Snacks, I think was his name.
Ooh.
It was really good. Everyone there did a really good job.
How late were you there till?
Like one or two. I think it went later. I left at like one, I think. Jesus. I think it went later.
Let's look at the scores. I think you're beating me now.
I still, really?
Yeah, you have a 47, I have a 40.
Okay, alright. I'm still no strikes or spares. You're two in.
Somehow you have a higher score than I do. I don't get that.
Consistency, I don't know. Sean's up. Nice. I like the cameras seem to be very well accepted in this establishment.
You can literally film whatever you want.
No one seems to mind. I think
film
we're
a movie, film a porno.
I think we're okay.
Nobody even notice.
Do whatever
you want. Hey.
Yeah.
Yesterday, did you guys talk about how we were number one on Reddit videos yesterday?
Oh god. Yeah. No, we haven't talked about that yet.
Hey,
no.
A podcast clip of Garrett farting was number one on Reddit videos last night.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, and shout out to who's the person who posted that? Do you remember his name?
No.
I can't remember your name.
I'll look it up.
The internet soldier who posted that video on Reddit. Thank you very much. That video now has like 250,000 views and was number one on Reddit videos. So apparently there's a market out there for videos of Garrett farting.
That's some real boot tech.
And the thing that everybody pointed out is Sean sniffs to your butt.
No.
Right before you fart.
Yeah, I went over the footage again and wow, you do have a big sniff.
Yeah, here's the thing. It looks, someone commented that, I was like, what are you talking about? And I watched it again, it's like, it looks like I do that. But I know that I didn't do that. What is this? And then Rocco points it out, you look, and Derek is the one who sniffs. My face goes in, looking like, what are you doing, I guess? And then you fart, but I didn't sniff. There was no sniff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I definitely heard a sniff.
I think, you know, Sean, we all know Sean has a thing for me. I think it goes deeper and y'all want to examine, but it's there.
I didn't sniff.
And shout out to Jacob, how do you say, Jacob S.
Jacob S.
Thank you for posting that on Reddit and getting some more eyes on the Mega 64 accounts. Thank you.
One day, Ryan farting in your face will be number one on Reddit.
I don't ever want that.
That's the only thing is that's not isolated as well.
Oh, we gotta iso that.
Yeah, I don't want to relive that nightmare. I like being on the other end of that deal. You can't blame me, can you?
No. Well, you have farted on the podcast so many times, but when you do it, it's like, it's harmless, it's loud.
Yeah, it's not like something crawled up my arse and died. Ryan, it's like, it smells good.
Yeah, when Ryan does it, it was brutal.
That's, you're judging our farts, you're saying mine are sweeter than Ryan's.
Well, I've only smelled one of Ryan's farts, but wow, that was a problem for me.
There's no way your farts are worse than Ryan's.
I love just the general consensus
I would agree. I would have to agree.
You know, I've seen Ryan's diet and it is not conducive to sweet smelling farts.
No.
It's all very sodium based, cream based.
Oh, yeah, a lot of dairy.
The stuff in his stomach is curdling and rotten, and, you know, he claims to be a doctor, but I just don't know if he has a doctor's diet.
I really like the comment of, this sound effect was clearly faked, and then some below it said, you clearly don't watch the podcast.
The people were debating. They thought it was a fake clip. They were like, yeah, so sound effects and acting aren't a thing. To which, to our fans' credits, they defended us. They said, dude, this was live, so this shit happens.
Yeah, this shit happened.
It happens a lot.
It can happen to you. And you could be blown away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Very... very blessed to be featured on Reddit, I think. That's like one of my finer talents.
Farting?
Yeah. Just
farting
the bombastic bass and the... just all around, like Sean explained, you know, no smell. You get all the noise and all the thunder.
You know
but
what? There was a comment. Clearly this guy waxes his asshole. Who could fart that fucking loud? Do you want to confirm or deny the wax asshole?
No wax. Just get in there with like one of those Bic rays, like a four. As long as it's an expensive head on that Bic or Schick or whatever you want to do, you gotta have a light through the. Let the wind whistle right through. No resistance.
This guy is straight razed or on the butthole.
Yeah, but
that's the secret.
But no. Waxing. You don't mess with that.
You're not doing the nair down there?
No. Just get some...
You should do a tutorial podcast.
Yeah! I'm real flexible. I put one leg up on the shower wall. Lean into it. It's like a real hamstringer stretch. It's good. Derek don't know.
We don't even know.
About
farting?
Yeah, well... the techniques, the way, the links you gotta go to. Oh, he's pulling
nice.
Up.
Nice!
Pulling up.
This is where he comes back.
Yeah. Dude. It's like the Patriots quarterback. Brady?
Yeah, Tom
it's
Brady.
Like Brady. He's like Tom Brady.
This is the coming in the behind that he was talking about.
Are you excited for the Super Bowl?
No,
me neither. Fuck that. Hey, I'm with you.
Who's in it?
The Eagles and Patriots.
Oh.
San Diego lost the Chargers, and I don't care anymore. I'm out of football, apparently.
Yeah, what's your new sport? Bowling?
Baseball. Yeah, baseball.
Nah, no one. The Padres never win.
But honestly, like, I kind of this season got it like, oh, yeah, this doesn't matter, and I don't care about sports. Or about...
Hey, Rocco, you left for a second, so Sean started talking about the Super Bowl.
I said I don't care about it.
Oh,
sorry.
We're doing sports talk now.
Club.
Hey, but you know what? Like 10 days to the Olympics, and I am very excited.
Really? Is it only that? It's only that many days?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're almost there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's coming up, guys.
Let's talk about interesting stuff like PlayStation 4 and Switch and video games.
Yeah.
Did we have a new friend mention go up this week?
I think we kind of talked about it last time. Yakuza 0.
Okay, Yakuza 0 came out.
Yeah.
We did a whole session of friend dimensions recently.
Hey, yeah. when does Labo come out? Is that called Labo?
Is that the cardboard game?
Yes, yeah, the cardboard thing. Oh man, I can't remember. Is it late March or something? Maybe I'm being, I can't remember.
I'm very curious how it's going to sell.
Hey, yeah. Chat, when does Labo come out?
Check the chat.
Oh, they're lagging behind. There's no way they're going to be able to answer that.
Are you... Is anybody going to get that just to even try that in our office?
Oh,
I feel like Sean...
It is?
Yeah. It really is?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like Sean...
something to do on that day.
Sean's the only one of us that might actually get that.
Yeah.
I think he's got enough kids.
If we got it for the office, I'd play it.
It'd be cool to do a friend dimension with that.
Yeah, maybe.
It might be a long
it
one.
Together, yeah. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
We'll have Kevin put it together.
Did you just get a strike?
Yeah.
That did?
Yeah, guys. That's the guy. Right up Kevin's alley is building that, and then he's not going to care anymore. So I want him to make me the piano.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Make me the piano, and then Kevin, then I'll just play it.
I know you guys were saying about stuff that went up. I don't know if it's up yet, but last week on the PPS, Brian and I played a fabulous indie game called Absolver. It was like a fighting game, but online in like a hub world where you would counter single player characters to beat up on, but then every once in a while you'd come up on someone with a name above their head, and that's like a real person online playing as well. And then you'd have to basically like street fight with them. It was like kind of fighting game mechanics. It was really cool. Absolver on PS4, check it out. But that's coming up on the archive soon. Next week we might have a bye week. Just a heads up. Next PPS might be skipping Wednesday.
Speaking of archives, if you haven't or if you're not subscribed to the Mega 64 Archives channel, you're missing out on a ton of stuff because we've been putting up MLK Week highlights.
Oh yeah,
every single day.
We've got a ton cut
on
out.
That channel. We ended the MLK stream actually yesterday. Yeah. It went almost 2 weeks, but just a day shy because racism was over, so we didn't need to continue.
No need to continue, yeah.
But we filmed one last clip from our set, which you notice is in a different form. And that's because
that's enough.
We ain't going to be there anymore.
Whoa.
He's right.
We're gonna do bowling alley permanently now.
You're
so
up.
Stay tuned for that. I'm up.
I think we have to pay for another hour here to do a second game.
We don't need to do a second game, do we?
Yeah, this is just the warm up.
Oh no,
we gotta play two games.
Yeah, we gotta make Rocco pound that beer.
Yeah.
In the real game.
He's gotta pound a beer and then play another game and see if he improves.
That's the test.
He'd want to do. Yeah.
That seems like something he'd want to do. You're right.
Yeah.
Rocco just talking about that clip, that last clip on the podcast set that went up.
Oh yeah. Hey, I don't know if you guys are talking about it, but I want to give a shout out to our Patreon.
Oh yeah.
Because we're coming up on the deadline to get the exclusive lunchbox collector set. And it's a badass collector's lunchbox and thermos set with art by Daniel DeSalt and Jason Cryer. And it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff we do is like collectible stuff, but this is, I guess this is something that's more practical. You can actually use it.
Who did the art on the thermos, Rocco? Was that a...
It was Jason Cryer.
No, that's Rob, right?
Yeah. Oh,
that's old Todd Naren art.
Yeah.
But I'm giving credit to Jason
Cryer. Jason Cryer did the logo Macy's before, though, so he did that.
The thermos looks really badass.
Yeah.
And the lunchbox itself looks really badass, too. And I know a lot of people out there have questions about how to get it, if they need to pay double the price. All you have to do is sign up before the end of this month.
Yeah.
So if you're watching this now, go sign up right now. If you're watching this on Tuesday, sign up immediately because about the middle of this week, I think it's Wednesday, is the cutoff date. So you want to make sure you're in there to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, the 31st.
And we're real excited for it, and we're already working on the next one, too. So
yes.
Check out our Patreon. Support us. Help us out.
Yeah, if you were one of the commenters that was bummed you didn't get the vinyl when it was around,
yeah.
or you didn't get the Strife plush, I mean, don't wait on this one.
The vinyl was badass.
I mean, there's just more and more you're going to feel left out on if you feel left out.
From the Patreon, it's so cool.
I popped that vinyl on. I gave it a listen. I listened to it a couple of times over and over, and each time I listened to it, I liked it more and more. Kind of the contrast of our shitty song with the really good song.
Yeah.
Just it became funnier and funnier to me. And I'm not going to spoil it, but everybody who has it, the opening line of the vinyl kills me every time.
I dropped that, like, a bunch of times during my ALA
really?
Set. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
great.
Because I had all records, I was like, oh, I'm bringing that one for sure. And that intro to a couple other songs was great.
You know, it used to be, I'll take that, it used to be kind of a surprise.
No, you're still up.
You're still
it's
up.
Your
it's
frame.
Your last frame.
You gotta keep third bowl.
It used to be like a surprise what we were putting out for the Patreon, but now we kind of want to give people a little bit of a warning because we figure if you know what you're getting, you're probably more interested in getting it. But regardless, there's always people who miss out on the stuff we put up and they say, damn, I wish I had it. So, you know, make sure you don't miss out on anything. Just go to the Patreon and check us out. We have a really big video that we're planning on releasing and starting to work on coming up real soon. Everybody's gonna love it. And, I don't know.
Maybe.
Thanks to all your support, all the internet soldiers out there. So thank you for helping us out.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I just bowled for Garrett by accident. I got him a spare. I thought he was bowling for me. So
yeah, were we supposed to do like?
I messed up.
It's all gonna work out
in the end.
He's got to give me the spare to make up for it.
It's all going to work out because I'll miss this one and then we'll both have
spare. No, I got your spare. Here's my spare. Here's where the fucking spare is.
That couldn't have worked out more perfect.
No, it's perfect.
So we gave each other spares.
Yeah.
It's like me and Sean always holding it down.
Spare, and there are the scores right there for everybody to see.
Eric, you did win.
Did I? Is that the, no, this is it. We got one more.
Oh.
It's all down to this, ladies.
Okay, go ahead. Wow, Derek really pulling ahead. 76 points.
I got 86, bro.
What's a perfect game? 300?
Yeah.
Let's keep going until we can do that.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. On the last frame, you can go up to three times.
Up to three. That's some Pokemania shit.
Again.
All right. So his signature Hogan move at the end. What's his next move? A rock eyebrow? You think?
I don't know. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
In the words of my good friend Rocco, you don't need to film me.
I turned it. I put it on my feet after that. But you get to go.
I did get one strike of the game.
You get one more time.
I get one more.
Oh, it's not even over.
Not even over. If you get a strike that first one of 10 frames, dude, you're sad.
Oh, man.
So it's extra bowling. You know what? It's been a while since I went bowling, and let me tell you. Not that great. It's okay.
If you break 100, that's like pretty good. I feel pretty good if I can break 100.
Break
100. Not happening
tonight. I think Derek got 91.
That's close. I feel good when I break 100, but not tonight.
91.
Okay, Rocco's up.
Rocco's gonna go.
Dude, I came up on my ALA trip.
Yeah.
I came up on a cheap copy of Fatal Frame, the first Fatal Frame for PS2. Classic survival horror. You gotta take photos of the ghosts.
Yeah.
That was a game I always wanted to get, and I got it for a decent price.
I probably shouldn't say this, but we were actually thinking about doing a Fatal Frame skit at one point.
Oh, really?
Well, back in the day, yeah.
Oh, yes!
Classic public skit.
Okay, I think I've heard this story.
It still may happen,
yeah.
You know, but that was in the works at some point.
It makes sense because you have a camera.
You have a camera, and you need to, like, kind of stupidly take pictures of everything.
Yeah.
So just, like, going all over the place, blasting people.
You're up, guys.
Okay. Yeah.
Our friend Mariel, I think, is a huge Fatal Frame fan.
Is that true?
I believe so. Is that a club
Is Mariel into Fatal Frame? Garrett has picked up on his way home from LA.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. I've never played it. Shocking, I know, but I've never played it.
Oh. Damn. So you played Resident Evil 7. Did that give you an itch to play more survival horror video games?
Yeah. I really like Resident Evil, though. Like,
you might like Fatal Frame if you like being scared in video games.
Is it scary?
I've heard it's one of the better ones.
Yeah, they're survival
horror.
Oh,
I thought
games.
It was cheesy.
No.
Oh.
Another horror game.
Oh, then I should play this. Yeah, I love Resident Evil 7. I did get scared in that game. But, you know, like, I don't get, like, this game that scared me the most ever was P.T. I've never been more scared in a video game ever than P.T.
Yeah,
Which perfect. Really probably bums me out, obviously, but...
Yeah, I'm curious where Resident Evil will go after 7. Why were we talking about that?
Jared bought
Jared got Fatal Frame.
I picked up a cheap copy of Fatal Frame at ALA when I checked out the vendor hall.
There was a great Fatal Frame that came out on Wii U, but I don't know anybody that played it.
Yeah?
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either.
Wii U, and it just... Never heard about it.
This guy had...
Did you use the Wii U to, like, take pictures with it?
I think so.
You know, after Zombie U, I was burnt out on...
Oh, God, I remember that.
Survival horror.
Yeah.
That guy had a copy of all three Fatal Frames.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't know enough about the series. I'm just going to get the first one.
Yeah.
But,
PS2?
Yeah, PS2 games. It says Fatal Frame, and then, like, the subtitle is based on a true story. Like, all over the box art.
Huh?
It says that all over the box. I don't know.
Based on a true story.
I'm gonna call bullshit on that one.
It's like the name of the game is Fatal Frame based on a true story.
Well, are the final results in?
It's over, guys.
Is it in?
It's that's it, and that's all.
What'd we do?
Well, let's see. Right now, Rudolph is taking off with Anna Slay.
Sean won.
What?
Garrett got second.
What?
47? That's for us. No worries.
Oh, thank you.
Surprised y'all. I was worried it wouldn't come in time.
It came right at the perfect moment.
So here's the thing. Rocco and I had a wager, so I think either he chugs a beer or he doesn't have any pizza. What do you think about that?
Oh, man. Is it a good pizza?
Is it a good pizza? Let's see. Oh, fangula.
I don't know if you're prepared to have any of them.
You guys got that beer around here?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you just finished.
Just finish the rest of Derek's beer.
And then I can have pizza?
Yeah.
I've never had more than a sip of beer.
You know what? Rocco's my friend. I'm not going to hold him to this. It was all fun and game. I was just bullshitting.
You're not going to peer pressure him?
No, that's not cool.
That's not cool.
Right. See, that's the way you do it,
you
everybody.
You know what? Gentleman's wager. He talks shit, but he was in the end defeated. Like an evil Dragon Ball Z character. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. You are Super Saiyan Derek.
Ah! Thank you. No way.
No!
No!
Oh, fuck. That's terrible. Oh. Ew. Ew. Fuck. Why do people drink that?
It's good. He didn't even ask permission. He just took it from me. I don't know if I want it anymore, frankly. Good night.